Ghost Stories Online.
It's interesting when you do a ghost show, or like me, where I do a lot of ghost shows, you hear a lot of ghost stories. And quite often, we hear ghost stories where people are wanting the ghosts to show up. They're actively seeking them out. They want to have the experience. Then take into perspective and the thought of someone who constantly is having those experiences and wants nothing to do with them, wishes they could stop, wishes they could get away from them. If only you could kind of shift that around or say, hey, you know what? I get you like me, but you know what? The guy over there, he really wants a ghost. Go follow him. And very likely they'll change their mind after a day or two. In our next story, we hear about someone who has that happen, no matter where they go, no matter where they hide, no matter what circumstance changes around them. They're still there. They're still following. And they don't feel very good. What do you do in such a circumstance? That's what our next writer wonders. Take a listen. I feel like I cannot get away from spirits, and it's been this way since I was very young. Growing up in our home in Arizona, I used to tell my parents about the people downstairs. I would ask them, don't you hear the people downstairs? We then moved to Nevada. I was around ages 9 to 15. This is when things really began to take a dark turn, and it seems like only dark entities are drawn to me now. At night, I would sleep with my door open due to my older sister's room being right next to mine. I'd be sleeping and something would cause me to just wake up. And I'd see it in the hallway. It was tall. It would never speak. And it would rarely walk. It was always on the walls, slowly moving. My heart is pounding as I'm writing this. Recollecting these memories is much more intense than I ever thought it would be. It would put its long arms in the doorway, look around my room almost like it was looking for something, making sure that I knew that it saw me, and I would sulk down the hallway into my sister's room. This happened until I was about 13, because I began shutting my door and leaving the hall light on. This being looked almost like it wasn't fully dense, if that makes sense, sort of transparent, but still very dark and black. Things amplified when I was 14 and had stayed at a family's friend's house with a friend one night. As soon as I walked into the house, I felt as if angry eyes were burning into my body from the top of the staircase. I tried to ignore it. My friend and I fell asleep on the couch. We're tall, so my friend was lying above me on the couch and my body took up the rest, like a long snake. Same thing again. Something just made me wake up. Immediately, I noticed that my blanket had been pulled off and was oddly far from my body. And then I saw it. It was standing at the bottom of the stairs. It was taller than any NBA player I've ever seen, at least 9 to 10 feet tall. I was so confused. I sat there for at least 20 minutes just staring at it. I had no idea what it was. I thought possibly it was a coat rack. I thought it was the wife playing a prank on me because she was crazy like that. Then it hit me. I realized what I was looking at was not human. And immediately the mood shifted. I felt tense. I wanted to scream or cry. I just couldn't. I was in shock. Then it began to move. I think it saw me constantly looking down the hallway because I knew that was my way out. In a panic, I remember my friend was lying right there, grabbed her foot, basically jumped on top of her. I did not like that. It moved a great lunge forward, I then began yelling and saying, "The light! Turn on the light!" Thankfully, my friend, also in a panic, sprung up and flicked on the lamp, almost knocking it off the end table. Just like that, it was gone. Within a minute, people were downstairs in a panic, asking us what was going on. I told them everything. And of course, I received the basic responses, "Oh, you were probably just dreaming." The months following that, I constantly felt like something was looming over me. When I showered, I felt something there. When I was watching TV, even when I was not at my own home, I knew something was there. My room became such a negative space that when I would have sleepovers, I began just having a stay in the guest bedroom downstairs. I made the mistake one night of forgetting to close the door. The door opening showed the middle of our staircase and part of the formal living room. And like clockwork, I was just suddenly awake. I then saw something standing at the top of the stairs. A million thoughts were running through my head. This sense of dread came over me, and for the first time, I felt like if I did anything, I would get hurt. I never try to engage the things I see. I only think things in my head. As I was telling myself I was probably just seeing something that wasn't there and that it was probably just a trick of the lighting, it raised its hand and placed it onto the railing. I pulled the covers over my head and latched onto my friend, praying that it would go away. It seemed like I was begging for hours under the covers, but refused to pull my head out. I had never felt so terrified. I then began being unable to shake these beings from my head. It's as if I could see them. Really see them. Some nights at the dinner table, there was a thing that would be under the table. I knew it was there. I could feel its energy. I didn't want to look under the table. It was as if it was crouching at my feet. It was dirty, and it got enjoyment from how tense it made me. It would wear a dirty white shirt or dress, a dark, dirty hair, and it really wanted me to look down at it. When I'd refuse to look down at it, it would get angry. Like I said, I could feel its energy. That was the last thing I saw in that house. The same feelings of being watched persisted until we moved to Texas when I was 16. You're wondering why we moved so often. My father was in the Air Force and things were calm at first. For once, I felt lighter and could fall asleep in peace. My grandfather passed away a few months later. I feel like this is when the activity picked up again. It started with my guitar, which I kept downstairs by the mantle. It would sound like someone would violently run their fingers across the strings, causing a sudden and loud noise to echo in the house. For about a month that went on, and I would just say, "Oh, hi, Grandpa," or something along those lines. My wisdom teeth began to come in, so I had them removed. I was taking painkillers and would just sleep on the couch. I was woken up one afternoon because I felt like someone was touching my hair, and I heard what sounded like a young girl's voice. I thought that it was painkillers messing with my head and didn't think anything of it. We lived in a large lake house, so family friends would come over often, and some would stay for the weekend. We also had a guest house. One Saturday morning, one of my father's friends came down and joked to my dad, asking, "Hey, what were you doing in my room last night?" My dad went on saying that he didn't go in there, and that no one did after we went to bed. I began to get goosebumps. It's like something was listening and was happy that I was on edge. His friend, still looking confused, said, "What? There's no way. There was a man walking around my room last night. He was opening and closing drawers and walking around." I felt sick and went outside. Sometimes I feel like being in the sunlight and being outside helps me. I knew now that I definitely wasn't crazy. About an hour later, everyone was outside hanging out. The couple who stayed in the guest house the previous evening was talking about how they saw a little girl last night. They said that she looked young, had blonde hair and was just an average young girl. Are you kidding me? I thought to myself. The little girl had, I had heard weeks ago, wasn't me hallucinating from the painkillers. Someone was in that room with me. I feel like some of you hearing this on the podcast may think that I'm making all this up, but I'm not. I wish every day that I could not see or hear these beings. It's torturous and miserable. The feeling of being watched never went away. Some days when I was getting ready for school, a feeling of sadness or dread would come over me. For some reason, my mind would immediately go to the little girl. I began to start seeing full-bodied forms again. One afternoon, while I was napping, something caused me to randomly wake up. I was facing the couch and the cushions, turned over and saw it. On the other couch, there was something sitting straight upright. It was dark, had its hands at its side, looked like it had no hair of any kind, and it turned its head slowly and looked at me. I ran outside and stayed on our porch swing for hours. I began having the same two dreams for over a year, almost every night. Something was standing at the end of my bed, just watching me. The feeling was not fearful, but it was like it was curious about me. The second dream involved a small girl, but I never saw her face. We were always walking somewhere, and it was bright. In Texas, sometimes it's very stormy some days, and it will just rain all day. The storm persisted into the night. There was lightning and thunder. A giant clap of thunder woke me up in my room. Then a bright lightning strike lit up the room, and there was something standing in the corner of it. A feeling of dread and fear crept into my body, and for some reason, I felt frozen. In my head, I felt if I turned on the lights, I would regret it or be hurt. I waited for another lightning strike to light up my room. I was on the verge of tears, and fortunately, a long lightning strike shed light onto the thing watching me. It leaned forward, and it was smiling. It wanted to hurt me, I was sure of it. It looked dirty. I'm almost certain it was the thing sitting on the couch upright that one day. I refused to sleep in my room. I'd fall asleep every night in our media room with the lights on and the TV on. My family thought I was just imagining things and that I was causing my mind to see things. And things started to get worse. I got so desperate, I took my mattress into the media room and would sleep out there so I could actually try to sleep. Some nights I took sleeping pills because I could feel them. They wanted to be around me. Just to clarify, I do not engage these things. I do not seek them out. I have never tried to contact spirits or anything else. I woke up one night because I was extremely hot and somewhat disoriented. I turned over. I was facing the couch. I saw legs and feet. I looked up slowly and there was something sitting on the couch. It looked human-like, but I knew it wasn't. I began to slowly put its arms up. By this point, I was just exhausted and wanted the nightly torments to stop. I hurried myself under my blankets, shut my eyes. I was about to pray. But when I shut my eyes, it was like they were still open. I could see a face so clearly. It was as if it was right in front of my face. It looked like an older man with deep-set wrinkles, pulled back white hair, and deep, intriguing eyes. I flung myself out of the room. The house was black. I turned on every light that I could. My heart was beating so fast, it was almost painful. I stayed in the living room that night. I began spending less time at home, staying at my friend's house when I could. Things weren't as bad when I was out of the house, but unfortunately, the dreams would happen if I wasn't at home. Without fail, they would happen. It was summertime now, and I went on a vacation with my family. We went to Las Vegas. I had the dream where I was with the little girl. It was going the same. I could not see her face. We were going somewhere, and it was bright. This time, the dream shifted. I tell myself this happened maybe because I was so far away from my home, and the beings were angry. Things began to get dark, and I was staring at the small girl, her back to me. She began to turn around. The moment I saw her face, it was not the face of a child. It began to grow in size. Her body was hunched and large. Her face was not human, not animal. Just imagine the face of something you cannot even put into words. I began to yell and shriek, and something I cannot understand. I forced myself to wake up. My heart was pounding so hard, I was sweating. Luckily, I did not see any dark beings in my room. When I got back from our vacation, I had some friends over. We'd been at the lake all day and came back due to us being hungry. I was in our kitchen grabbing some fruit from the refrigerator, and as I shut the door and turned towards the island, I saw a man. I believe this is the first and only ghost I have seen to this day. He was around 5'4". He was bald, no facial hair, wearing jeans, and a tucked-in short-sleeve plaid shirt. And he also had a brown belt. He was looking into our dining room, just standing there and looking. He was light and somewhat flowy. I was still shocked and took off running towards my friends. I never seen or heard the man walking around and opening and closing drawers until one night. Luckily, I only heard him. I was on the phone with my friend. My parents were not home. I now had many lights in my bedroom and had a large TV now. As my parents were not fans of me taking over the media room, I relocated back to my room. As soon as I got off the phone with my friend, it began. It was like it knew I was preoccupied. The door leading to our garage began to slam so hard it was echoing throughout the house. Bam, 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 bam. I began to panic. Was there an actual person in my house? The banging suddenly stopped. It was quiet for a few seconds. Then I heard it. I was walking up the stairs. I could hear every footstep. I had sunk deep into my bed, trying so hard to be silent. My heart was pounding so hard I could hear it inside me. Something briskly passed by my door, thank God. And then I heard it. The drawers in my bathroom were opening and closing, over and over. The drawers would open, close. I then heard the being let out a disgusting, hacking-like cough. I compare it to someone who's a chain smoker. I could hear the fluid in its lungs. I told myself I would not let it come into my room. Luckily, I had a large patio connected to my room. I grabbed my phone and slid out the door, pushed myself up against the wall as much as I could, and began calling my friend who lived right down the road. I was breathing heavy and whispering, "It's in my house. You need to come over here. It's in my house." She took it as a legit person was in my house and called the police. They came, searched the woods, whole house. They found nothing. I'm currently in my 20s, live in an apartment, and go to college full time. Recently moved into a new place, and it is happening again. I am being watched. Something stands at the end of my bed and watches me. My dog even stares sometimes. It enjoys the bathroom. When I shower, I feel it. I know it's above me on the wall. I can feel it peering down at me. I saw it in the mirror today. It's tall and it's dark. I feel like when I think about it or them, they know, and they try to interact with me. I'd love to get rid of this thing, but I don't know how. I do not want any spirits around me. I hope one day I can make it stop.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.